As Oklahoma City prepares to look back on the bombing, one thing is clear. Downtown Oklahoma City is a far different and much better place than it was in 1995. As Logan Layden of State Impact Oklahoma reports, it's hard to deny the role the bombing played in the area's resurgence.
Even on a weekday, visitors line up in downtown Oklahoma City to take a tour of the area.
You looking for a boat ride? Great. We're going to pull over here in just a minute. We're going to be at that dock.
Chad Huntington steers the water taxi to load a group of passengers. Today, he ferries tourists up and down this scenic canal. It winds through rehabbed old brick buildings in an area called Bricktown. It's now a cultural and gastronomical center of downtown Oklahoma City. In 1995, he worked at a car dealership 5 blocks from where the bomb went off.
You'd rather it never have happened at all, but I think that it's good that so many positives came out of it.
Today, cranes dot the horizon as private development fuels a boom in construction. Huntington has experienced downtown Oklahoma City at its worst and can see the silver lining in the tragedy. All this new construction has made the place a destination.
Not only had we let downtown slip away to the point where it didn't matter, where downtown was inconsequential in the overall picture of the city, I think that the bombing made a lot of people realize, you know, downtown is important.
And you can see it almost every night. Inside, a basketball arena. Thousands of Oklahoma City Thunder fans cheer their team on. Outside, people are milling around enjoying the scene. This is downtown Oklahoma City in 2015. 20 years ago, before the bombing, downtown was a dead zone. There was no pro basketball team, and Bricktown was in decay.
When I first moved to Oklahoma City, if people wanted to have lunch, they drove out of downtown to go and have lunch.
Russell Klaus served as Oklahoma City's planning director from just after the bombing until he returned to Australia this year.
At that point in time, there was no expectation that anything was going to happen. There was no willingness to make things happen. A lot of that area that was impacted was covered, was owned by speculative property owners. They had no intent to do anything in the short term. So once you had the bombing and it sort of kicked people into a different thought process.
Before the bombing, residents had already voted to approve several new downtown projects. After the bombing, it sharpened the desire to improve the area. Federal money flowed in too, more than $50 million in grants and a loan program that continues now. Today, Oklahoma City's downtown YMCA has a new campus not far from where it once was, across the street from the Murrah Building. The YMCA facility was already outdated when the bomb went off. President Mike Grady had been looking to sell just before the bombing damaged the structure, but the prospects weren't good.
Certainly the bombing served as an unexpected impetus to, it forced us to have some conversations much more quickly than we were prepared to have them. It forced our hand, if you will.
The bombing forced a lot of change. Even today, the legacy of what happened is still very much a part of downtown Oklahoma City 20 years later. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden.
On the 19th day of April in 1995, there was the worst car bombing near